I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert. Bruce!
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Spring training close. There's no sweeter sound to the ears of baseball fans. We're all ready.
Well, there's hope, right?
Are you ready to explain what yesterday the baseball prospectus projections were for the Cubs and Sox? It didn't sound very encouraging if you're a Cubs fan.
You don't like 82 wins?
I don't think the Cubs like 82 wins, but I don't know that I'm going to overreact to that either.
Well, you know, there's I think the projections are based not on the 25 men that they have on their roster, but the fact that they're thin in the minor leagues. You know, Mark Gonzalez, our friend at the Tribune, wrote a really good story today about the depth or the lack thereof of the pitching in the organization. Over the last 7 years, only able to develop a couple of quality young pitchers in that time, and both of them are appearing in a different uniform right now. So that's probably the projection. You know, if a pitcher goes down or two, where do they turn to? They turn to Montgomery. They look at Chatwood in a different way. You know, that's a great unknown story going into spring training. Who is Tyler Chatwood, and how does he fit in with the team? So I think the perspective is all about the pitching and the fact that you have a 35-year-old two 35-year-old left-handed pitchers in Hamels and Lester at the top of your rotation.
What, if anything, are you hearing about possibility of going to camp with some superstar, maybe, for the White Sox? Not naming names.
Oh, not Jimenez?
Okay. He'll be there, won't he?
I've just heard that the same offer's been on the table for a month by the White Sox, and that they haven't had many discussions, if any, over the last few weeks. That's not good or bad, because obviously we're into the fourth month of free agency, and there is still no movement on the top two guys in the free agent market, which is, you know, it's incredible. I mean, you have the two top guys still sitting out there. This is February 8th. And then you have the top closer, people that thought, Craig Kimbrel was going to get 6 years, then five. Then he said, well, maybe he'll take four. Nobody seems to even be getting close to that. And this is a guy that has been one of the most accomplished closers in the game over the last 8 or 9 years. So it's just incredible. But it's the new reality of Major League Baseball, and the fact that owners, front office people, just don't panic when it comes to having to have one free agent. One free agent just doesn't seem to appear to change the idea of an organization now and the way they look at winning and winning in the future.
What's going on with Bryce Harper, Bruce? He met with the Giants this week. He met with the Padres. I thought he wanted to join a winner.
Well, you know, the perspective of Scott Boras is wherever Harper goes, it's going to be a winner. You know, he's going to make that team that much better. But when you're talking about a team like the Giants that are still very much in between, they're not in a rebuild, but they have old players, they have broken down players, they have four guys that are, you know, making somewhere around, you know, $400 million that aren't contributing to that team. When you think about bringing Harper in, it's like that's the ultimate old world quick fix of, we'll give them a superstar. We'll give them Sammy Sosa for 10 years, and they'll still come out to the ballpark. Well, Giants fans are very much like Cub fans. They are trained now over the last 20 years to come out to the ballpark, and something special is going to happen there, and it's a great ballpark. That's the mentality there, and I think the Giants, by signing Harper or thinking about it, they're looking for a way to patch it up until they can compete again. But Harper is not going to make a difference for them at this point.
You know, I got to tell you, Bruce, it's great the idea of going to camp, and it's great to see these teams gathering and to kind of daydream about the possibilities. But I think we don't know the roster. Like, maybe we have the Cubs roster down, but maybe there'll be another move. But I don't know that we even know who these teams are. I mean, there are so many players that aren't signed right now. We don't know how they'll help or hurt, or how the division power will shift. It's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs are pretty set. Yeah. I mean, we know what they have. But you look at the White Sox, you're still not sure if they're going to add a starting pitcher or not. If they don't get Harper, they could add another veteran. You know, Nova's the veteran that they brought on in a trade with Pittsburgh to handle the James Shields part of the veteran in the lineup. He's an innings guy. Nothing spectacular, but he's a solid pitcher that can give you 180 innings. And that's the key for them is, they hope their rotation matures before the rest of the team, with Eloy and Moncada still, names out there. But, Moncada has so much work to do to prove that he's going to be a star quality major league infielder. And Anderson has taken some steps up as well. But you're right. I mean, there still could be additions to the White Sox beyond Bryce Harper if this thing ever gets settled. Again, we're looking at – remember last year, I went to spring training, and the day before Epstein and Hoyer and Madden were going to sit down, they finally signed Darvish. Remember all the ranting and raving about Jake Arrieta last year?
Yep.
And when's he going to sign? He didn't sign until March. Came up with a 10-11 record with like a 390 ERA last year. That's the one concern here is you sign these superstars late. They have no place in the city they're going to live. They don't know their teammates, and they're walking into a camp late. It's all a bad premise for starting off with a new team, no matter how great you are, how much skill you have. Just coming in and not upstaging what's going on there regular spring training is essential.
Before we let you go, Bruce, wondered if you had read the story on ESPN.com by Jeff Passan about the Cubs' 37-year-old lefty, Luke Haggerty,
yeah.
The guy that was drafted the once that had a case of the yips. And I'm not just asking you because he's a Ball State grad.
Right, sure you're not. It's a great story. It's The Rookie. Remember the movie
yeah.
The Rookie.
It'd be awesome if you could make it. But yeah. I don't. It's a long shot.
Well, I think it's a great story because of the fact that he was touted during the Jim Hendry era as a number one pick by the Cubs and, for whatever reason didn't make it. But, when you hear that the guy's throwing 97, 98 at age 37, it's an exciting story. I think everybody will be writing and talking about it, when he makes it into a camp. It's a good story, and it's what baseball is all about. Most of us grow up knowing we can't be NFL players. Most of us grow up knowing we're not going to be NBA players because we're about a foot short. With Major League Baseball, any size person can play the game. Any size person, if you look at a Jose Altuve, can be a superstar. So I think that's where these type of stories really sink in with the baseball fan. Like, that's not far from what I was when I was 37 years old. Well, I think that's the allure and that the beauty of the game.
Well, Bruce, you've lost nothing off your fastball.
No, I never had anything on it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Take care.
All right, guys, have a great one.
That's our guy, Bruce Levine.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.